I went to a Methodist boarding school called Queenswood, which is in Hertfordshire, near Potter's Bar. We had chapel every morning. We had quiet chapel in the evenings, which I used to go to quite a lot. It was just for silent prayer. And this was when I began to get a different view of God, more of the love and the mercy, and less of the judgment and the punishment. The only thing is that I was very unhappy there. So I didn't really get involved in things. And subsequently, I got anorexia as a result of being so unhappy there, I think. I left school for a year and went to various hospitals. In the end, I was sent to a hospital in France, near Paris, where nobody spoke any English and where I was locked up in the dark. And that terrified me. And all the helpers, who were known as guards rather than nurses, were quite, well, they were all Roman Catholics and they were all very high church, and they in themselves were not the sorts of Christians that I had begun to learn about at school. It changed my whole view of what I was going to do with my life. Before I went into hospital, I thought I wanted to be a doctor, and I was taking a scientific course of education, generally speaking. By the time I'd been in France for several months, I had acquired pretty fluent French, although my teacher said when I got back to school that it was gutter French. And I had had some time to study Russian on my own, so I decided to become a linguist, make use of the gifts of being in hospital rather than just throw them away. And I didn't particularly want to be a doctor by then either. I'd had enough of hospitals.